Thank you, Robin. I'll now hand over to Phil.
Thank you, Alison. We'll now return to the city, where an exhibition at the Central Library has caused a small storm. There is good news about a city bakery, concern about the Debenhams building, and delight at Norwich City's latest away win. Alison will start in the library.
County Hall is facing a rebellion by staff at Norfolk's main library after the council leader intervened personally to order a controversial trans art exhibition to be removed. Kay Mason Billig's decision to apologise for the show at Norwich's Millennium Library, which critics said glorified body mutilation and self-harm, and to launch an investigation into why it was held, has angered staff there. They are understood to be organising a petition to show their opposition to the Norfolk County Council leader's intervention, and a separate decision by managers to remove a poster describing the library in the forum as a trans-friendly space. Women's groups say the recent exhibition promoted the use of surgery and medication among vulnerable young people with gender issues and should not have been held in a public library. It comes amid a fierce ongoing debate sparked by this month's publication of the landmark CAS Review, a long-awaited report which found children who questioned their gender had been set on the path to irreversible change despite remarkably weak evidence to support medical treatment. Following an outcry over the library exhibition, Mrs. Mason Billig ordered it to be halted, although it had actually already ended by that point.
A Norwich bakery has been listed as one of the best to visit in the country. The Telegraph has named Dozen, the artisan bakery in the heart of the Golden Triangle, as one of Britain's best, which is worth queuing for. The independent bakery, based in Gloucester Street, is popular among locals as customers line up outside the doors each weekend for its small batch bread. The bakery is open Thursday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The need for a decision on the future of the city's empty Debenhams building is clear to folk who are increasingly worried about the towering eyesore. The department store will hit an unwelcome 3-year anniversary next month, having closed in May 2021 as the former retail giant was wound up. Plans have been lodged to convert the building into 400 student flats, but the intention of Stanford Real Estate to demolish down to the ground floor and rebuild has met opposition, including from local green councillors and the 20th Century Society. Amid the wait for Norwich City Council's decision on the plans, which were lodged in January, city folk are concerned about the increasingly shabby 1950s built site.
It was a game that Norwich City knew they couldn't afford to lose. They did better than that. They only went and won it. The situation is clear. With 3 games remaining, they have a 6-point cushion over 7th place Hull, who have a game in hand. It's a monumental victory on the road, when they have been difficult to come by throughout the campaign. Preston weren't lacking in motivation. They smelt blood, knowing only a win would do to fully ignite their playoff hopes. Ryan Lowe was not backwards in coming forwards in midweek, describing this clash as the biggest of his 2.5-year tenure at Deepdale. Flags were distributed in the Tom Finney stand. A banner read, "This is our city, this is our land." Gabby Sara had something to say about that. Preston's desire was reflected in a first-half performance that saw them approach it with blood and thunder. Alan Brown and Robbie Brady's set-piece deliveries asked real questions of the city backline, with Jack Watmo hitting the bar just before the interval. Norwich were reduced to efforts from distance in the opening period, with Sara and Borja Sains both making Freddie Woodman work. Their attacking work appeared disjointed and lacking the cohesion that has been on display in recent weeks.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers are myself, Alison Applin, and Phil Harrison. Sue Ryan and Tim Peters are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, 2 more sets of news, and 2 more features, a contribution from Derek James, and then one from Keith Skipper.